Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is time for What's Bugging You. It's 7:21. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is your turn to call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Call now. If you don't get through right away, please try us back. Let's go to Biz. What's bugging you?
I have a large SUV. And the other day, 2 weeks ago, I get a engine, check engine light. So I take it into the dealer. The car is just out of warranty. So they charged me $260 for a diagnosis fee, then $120 labor for a fumes detected light. So I pick it up $400 later. I drive it home, no light. A week later, the light comes on again.
Oh.
I stop in at the cheap parts store where they scan it for free. The guy goes, by any chance, did you fill up? Would you leave your car running? I'm like, well, yeah, it's hot out. He goes, oh, well, that's what that is. He clears the code, no more light.
Oh, that's irritating.
Oh, that, my goodness.
That would bug me big time.
There's nothing more irritating than leaving after having your car serviced and the check engine light wouldn't be on right then because that'd be U-turn time.
Sure.
But it'd be just a few miles down the road, just far enough to where you're not willing to return. You're like, that you say all kinds of words that I could not say and I wouldn't want my mom to hear, but yeah.
Oh, but that is frustrating. But it turns out to be nothing.
Well, because what happens while your check engine light is on and you go, I'm not going to pay attention to that, and you keep driving, and then something else goes wrong, and but you wouldn't know it because the check engine light's already on. Anyway, Tony, what's bugging you?
So what's bugging me? The silence from the media regarding yesterday's congressional hearing of the COVID-19 vaccine. So it was proven in explosive detail that the COVID-19 vaccine causes myocarditis, it causes birth defects, and a host of other abnormalities, just like Dr. John has been coming on here, and you guys have been preaching this, so thank you for the truth. But it's just like the whole thing with the COVID-19. If there's no accountability for this, people are suffering. I personally know people who've been affected by the COVID-19, a couple of family members and close friends, and that virus or that vaccine, I'm sorry, is so deadly. And thank God that at least yesterday it came out in Congress and that the Biden administration knew about this. That's what Johnson says. They knew about this and deliberately kept it from the public. So this is the biggest scandal I think that's hit. And I hope to God Pam Bondi and Trump will take the task and get these people arrested. They need to go to jail for crimes against humanity.
Thank you. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Flag football. The NFL and the Olympic Committee is trying to drum up interest in a flag football competition at the Olympics. Now, I understand this is a marketing thing by the NFL. They want to show more people around the world and what American football looks like and yada, yada, yada. First of all, flag football is a lot of fun. We all played it in high school during gym class, and people still play it now as adults. There's leagues. But it's not risen to the height of the Olympics games. It's just another stupid way for the NFL to get some more money and some more TV exposure, and they're going to pick one guy from each team to play. What kind of patchwork team is that going to be? Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I was interested that they gave their blessing to it, number one. But, yes, to get any kind of exposure, maybe that's what's behind it on a worldwide basis. It's what they want. Maybe it's also a little peek into the future of maybe where the game is headed to eventually be more tag than tackle.
More of a kinder, gentler football?
Yep.
Okay.
877-975-9825. And let's go to Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is for years, right-wing media breathlessly predicted, teased, that any minute now, the POTUS 46's crime family would be unearthed, and it was headed by a guy who apparently was simultaneously drooling into his oatmeal and using an auto pen to order groceries. Now, POTUS 47 creates an imaginary coin that puts his face on it, and anybody who buys that coin is going to put money into his pocket, and the people that buy the most get to have dinner with him, and the people that buy the most of it get a personal tour of the White House from the POTUS, and not a peep from right-wing media.
Because I didn't know about it, I'd share it with you. But as far as fundraising goes, that's absolutely nothing new. They've been going on and kind of selling the Lincoln bedroom experience, if you will, pretty much right after Lincoln didn't live there anymore.
Pretty much,
and that's not saying it's okay, but I didn't know there was a story there. Is he literally selling a coin?
But even if that is the case, that's something that he's doing up front in front of the world, as opposed to the Biden crime family, which basically was, you know, under the table money from China and everybody else. You can't really put the two together.
Well, I understand the frustration goes to the whole COVID thing. It goes to everything. It goes to open borders. You know, why hasn't somebody been forced to do a perp walk? Nobody is held accountable or responsible these days. I guess you get to a certain order and you have, you know, plausible deniability or whatever, and nothing ever happens. And as long as people aren't punished for these heinous, treasonous crimes, it won't end anytime soon, unfortunately. Yeah. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the increasing creativity of these coyote smugglers of illegal aliens. It's like your Hay story. Just yesterday on YouTube, I saw a video where a truck was carrying about 200 or 300 4x4s, about 12 feet in length, and deep inside there was two illegal aliens. And then another video covered a box truck carrying an antique car. And by the time the police unscrewed about 30 screws, there was 10 illegal aliens behind this, front border. So,
wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's the creativity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bugging a lot of people. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, we are going to talk to Byron Donalds, Congressman Byron Donalds, a little over an hour from now. So stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.